The board members will start by questioning Berger and the robocall vendor. Following a complete investigation, the board will submit its findings to the State Board of Elections and, if election law violations turn out to be at play, the State Attorney General. This is according to Board Chairman John Ferranti, who notes that North Carolina has a history of nefarious robocalls. He cites a 2008 Wake County incident that left many voters confused about whether or not they were registered to vote.
I don't know if this type of thing rises to that level, but if you do the research on what robocalls are and what the potential is, the good ones provide good information. And if they're done right in accordance with the statute, they can help voters, but they also have the potential to be very nasty and to suppress voters or to confuse voters. We'll see. We'll see what the future brings.
There is no timeline for this investigation. Should the Board of Elections decide to involve law enforcement, Ferranti says District Attorney Ben David has pledged to coordinate such resources. In the case the board unearths violations and the state does nothing, Ferranti says statutes allow the county to request that the Superior Court appoint a special prosecutor to the case. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.